You are listening to the Not Your Average Autism Mom podcast, the number one podcast for moms just like you, raising autistic children. How are moms like us who didn't plan for this unique parenting journey, embracing life just as it is right now, instead of staying stuck, wishing, hoping, and dreaming it was different? That is the question. And Not Your Average Autism Mom is the answer. My name is Shannon Urkiola, and I have been traveling this journey for over 2 decades. I have been where you are. All right, stay with me and let's get on to this week's episode. Episode 180, Two Worlds Collide, Emotions and Facts. One more thing real quick. I wanted to make sure that you knew about our free webinar. I'm doing a webinar. It's called Journey to Resilience, Navigating Autism Parenting, and I'm sharing with you 3 hidden truths that you need to know and understand along this autism parenting journey. The link is in the show notes, but it's super easy. It's notyouraverageautismmom.com/webinar. I hope to see you there. Well, hello there, my friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Not Your Average Autism Mom podcast. I am Shannon Urkiola, and I am your host, and I am so glad that you are here with me today. And every week on this podcast, I go a little deep into the intricacies of parenting children on the autism spectrum. I'm the founder of Not Your Average Autism Mom, and inside our private membership, I work exclusively with moms and female caregivers of children on the spectrum. We are the number one online resource for moms just like us. We have coaching, training, and an incredible community. We love what we've created in our little corner of the internet. So if you haven't checked it out yet, you can certainly go check it out. You can get all the details on our website at www.notyouraverageautismmom.com, and we would love to have you join us. So today's episode is going to be a game changer. I'm going to be really diving into the fascinating topic of intellectual versus emotional processing and how it shapes our world raising children on the autism spectrum. So grab your favorite drink, find a comfy spot, and let's go. I want to start by unpacking this concept a little bit. As many of you know, parenting a child on the spectrum can often feel like navigating two worlds simultaneously. It's kind of like trying to speak 2 different languages and hoping that we understand each other. So today we're going to explore why this is and how understanding the differences in intellectual and emotional processing will help you bridge the gap between these two worlds. All right, so let me set the stage. So picture 2 parallel worlds, the intellectual and the emotional. These worlds are where neurotypical and neurodivergent, or individuals on the spectrum, reside respectively. Now, these two worlds aren't separate islands, but think about them like overlapping planets with kind of distinct styles of processing information. So in the neurotypical world, yours and mine, emotions reign supreme. We tend to process information emotionally. We look for the emotional meaning behind the facts and the details. So basically, we swim through life looking for the emotional currents that give meaning to our experiences. We interpret information based on how it makes us feel, and we attach significance to the emotional context rather than just the facts. While on the other side, our kids on the spectrum, they thrive in the realm of intellect. So they navigate through a sea of facts and details, analyzing and processing information objectively. They focus on the facts and the details rather than dialing into that emotional part. So I want to kind of talk about how they manifest in our day-to-day interactions, just to give you a clearer picture of that. So just think about, let's just say you're at a family gathering and your child is struggling to engage with their cousins. Meanwhile, you're desperately trying to decode the emotional cues flying around the room to understand what everyone is feeling. Does that sound familiar? For many of us neurotypical parents, social interactions are heavily reliant on emotional processing. We read between the lines. We interpret subtle cues, and we seek emotional connection with others. But for our kids on the spectrum, social interactions are approached more intellectually. They focus on that factual information, and they may struggle to grasp those emotional nuances that we find just instinctually. So let's break it down even further with a hypothetical scenario. Imagine you're planning a trip to the zoo with your child. Well, as a neurotypical parent, you're excited about the emotional experience of seeing all the animals and making memories together. But for your child on the spectrum, their excitement might stem more from the intellectual stimulation of learning about the different animals and their habitats. So while you're caught up in the emotional experience of the day, your child might be absorbed in the factual details of each animal that they come across. This difference in processing can sometimes lead to misunderstandings or miscommunications between us and our children. So as a neurotypical mom, you are going to likely recall the laughter and the joy and the shared experiences, right? The emotional part of the day is going to linger, even while those specific details fade away. But for your child on the spectrum, it's those factual details. It's the rides, the times, the mechanics of each attraction, where the animal lives. That's what stands out. So while you reminisce about the emotional highs, your child might be reliving the intricate details of how each animal feeds. Now let's flip the scenario. As neurotypical parents, we often seek emotional connection with our children through shared experiences, conversations. We value the emotional meaning behind events and interactions. But for our kids, those intellectual pursuits often take precedence over the emotional connection. So imagine that you're discussing your day with your child. Well, you are likely sharing stories about how certain things made you feel, and you're looking for some emotional validation. But your child may struggle to engage in this type of conversation because they want to focus on the facts, right? So how do we bridge these two worlds for better understanding and connection? Well, like everything, it all starts with awareness and acceptance. So first, you have to recognize and respect that intellectual processing style of your children. Instead of expecting them to navigate through those emotional currents, what if you meet them halfway? By engaging in discussions that align with that fact background, right? With their intellectual interest. I think that's important. But by acknowledging the emotional undercurrents beneath the surface, right? That will help them navigate social interactions more effectively and build stronger connections with their peers. This difference in processing can sometimes lead to friction. As parents, you might feel frustrated by your child's lack of emotional engagement, while our children might feel overwhelmed by the emotional expectations that we place on them. So think about your autistic child. Maybe they unintentionally offend a classmate, right? By saying something really blunt without considering their feelings. Well, use that incident as a teaching opportunity to discuss social cues and perspective taking. help your child understand the impact of their words on others, and brainstorm alternative ways to communicate their thoughts more sensitively, which we know is difficult for our kids. Encourage them to apologize, emphasizing the importance of understanding and learning in those social interactions. Maybe your autistic child struggles to express their emotions verbally and becomes frustrated when they can't communicate their feelings effectively. Well, encourage alternative forms of expression, maybe drawing or writing or using visual aids like emotion cards or a feelings chart. Create an environment where your child feels comfortable sharing their emotions without fear of judgment. Give them praise and validation for their efforts to communicate, even if it's challenging for them. Understanding these differences in processing can help us as neurotypical parents adjust our expectations and find new ways to connect with our children. It's about meeting each other in the middle, right? Finding common ground where those emotional and intellectual processing can coexist. It starts with education and empathy. So by understanding the differences in intellectual and emotional processing, you can better support and communicate with your children. So I want to give you some things to consider. I often hear from moms that they're having trouble connecting with their child. And maybe that's you. This whole emotional versus intellectual has so much to do with that. Because remember, you want to connect on an emotional level. And maybe that's difficult for your child. So what if you incorporate their specific interest into your connecting or bonding activities? If they love trains, spend quality time together playing with train sets or visiting train museums or riding trains that are local to you. This allows you to engage and connect with them in a way that aligns with their interests and strengths. Lay down with them and watch their favorite show, or if they're playing a game, just sit with them and watch. Your connection might look different, not look like what you planned. But remember, Mama, we didn't plan for this journey, so we need to be willing to learn. We need to be willing to adapt. Sometimes during emotional conversations, your child may struggle to interpret and respond to your emotional cues because they don't relate in that way. What if you use visual aids or social stories to help them learn and understand the different emotions and appropriate responses, of course, based on their level of understanding, but encourage them to express themselves, whatever that looks like. And like I said, it might be drawing or writing if verbal communication is challenging. Many of our children experience social isolation or have difficulty making friends due to their preference for that intellectual discussion rather than making those emotional interactions. Try to get them involved in social opportunities that align with their interests and their strengths. That could be joining clubs or groups that are centered around those interests. Maybe that's something like coding or robotics or rock climbing or maybe chess. Our children often struggle in school settings where social interactions and emotional intelligence play significant roles in both academic and social success. So it's so important that you're collaborating with your child's team, with their teachers and their school staff to create individualized supports and accommodations on the 504 or IEP that are specific to your child. They can include things like implementing visual schedules, providing sensory breaks, offering social skills classes. Open communication between you and the school is a must to ensure consistency in support strategies and talk about any challenges sooner rather than later. Family gatherings and social events are often overwhelming for our kids. I talked a lot about that on last week's episode, leading to sensory overload and social anxieties. It's always helpful to talk about upcoming events, discuss expectations and potential challenges, put those accommodations in place using that seven stressors worksheet that I talked about last week. Create a designated place where they can retreat if they become overwhelmed. And talk to your family and friends. Ask them to be understanding and accommodating. Things like respecting personal space. Don't expect hugs or kisses or a typical thank you for a gift. When you proactively address these scenarios and you put strategies in place to navigate them successfully, you can support your children's social and emotional development while also creating understanding and acceptance within your family and community. And for you, this might mean adjusting your communication style to focus more on those factual things, shared interest, rather than emotional validation that we typically look for. It's about meeting your child where they are and embracing their unique way of experiencing the world and remembering that they don't have to experience the world the way we do to be happy. By acknowledging and respecting these differences in processing, you can create a more inclusive and supportive environment for both yourself and your children. Together, we can bridge the gap between these two worlds and build stronger connections based on mutual understanding. And there you have it, intellectual versus emotional processing explained. Remember, our differences in processing styles don't have to be barriers. They can be bridges to deeper understanding and connection with your kids. Thank you so much for spending time with me. As always, I hope that you're leaving with some insight or a strategy that you're going to work on. I always want the time you spend with me to be worth it. All right, my friends, go make it a great week. And hey, if you didn't write your review last week, I hope you'll take 2 minutes and leave us a review, so we can continue to reach and help more moms just like us. That's how you can pay it forward. Until next time, remember, above all, you, mama, are doing amazing at this mom thing. Hey, so if you're loving what you're learning on the podcast, I want to ask you to take a minute and write a review. That's how we reach more moms just like us. And that is how you can pay it forward to help another mom who might be struggling right now. I also want to invite you to check out our Not Your Average Autism Mom membership. That's where we dive deeper into all the topics we discuss on the podcast and where you can get individual help and learn coaching tools that will make your life better every day. When you become Not Your Average Autism Mom, you take on an identity with an incredible community of women across the globe, all raising autistic children, who all show up to show the world they are not your average autism mom. It's my favorite place to be, so head on over to the website, www.notyouraverageautismmom.com, to find out all the details. And listen, if we're not open for new members right now, make sure you join the wait list so you're the first to know when we open. We hope you do. We would love to work with you inside.